In this video, I'm going to show you a quick way to generate what's called a pre-signed, time-expiring URL using the third-party tool called Cloudberry S3 Explorer. Basically, what's going to happen with this type of a URL is that it's good for only a certain amount of time that you designate. After that time is gone, then the URL no longer works. So it's a nice, secure way to keep the permissions of the content within your S3 bucket totally secure and private while delivering that content by way of a URL. And oddly enough, there is no way to do that same type of thing inside of your Amazon Web Services console unless you're able to write code to do that. So in other words, there's no magic button inside of your AWS account that allows you to click something here, click something there, and spits out a URL that will expire at a certain time. So you need to use a third-party UI or user interface or tool, as I call it, like, for example, Cloudberry S3 Explorer, CyberDuck, or Bucket Explorer. But in this video, we're going to use Cloudberry S3 Explorer. So let's go ahead and open up our Cloudberry S3 Explorer. And I've already attached Joe's demo, as we had covered in the previous video. And what I'm going to do is create a time expiring URL for, let's say, this image right here. Now, the first thing you want to do is make sure that the permissions or the ACLs are set to private only. So let's go ahead and right click on this. Come on down here and left click on ACL. And you can do the same thing right up here. I believe that's the one with the key in it. If we select that, yes, it's the one with the key on it right there. In either case, you'll end up at the same spot right here. And here you want to make sure that none of the boxes here are checked except for this top row. And just to make doubly sure, just click on private and make sure that nothing else is checked. Because if you wanted everybody to have access to it, you would click on public. And that would check all users read that box right there. We don't want that. So again, make sure it's private, click on OK, and then we need to generate a URL. So we can either select it and then come on up here and click on Web URL, or right click and come on down here and click on Web URL. You'll end up in the same spot right here. Now then, this is the URL as it stands, the source URL. That will not get you anywhere because it is set to private and it's not going to work. So what we need to do is come on up here and check both of these boxes. You really don't need to check this top box. I'm just going to go ahead and check that. So we will generate a short URL using chilp.it. You don't need this, but if you don't have this box checked, then the URL is going to be a very long, like 3 or 4 line URL, which may not work if you're sending this out via email. So I'm going to go ahead and check that one. And by default, it sets it to expire 1 week from the time that you open up this panel. Well, I'm not going to ask you to wait around for a week while I demonstrate if this thing's going to work or not. So let's go ahead and click on the calendar icon here and select the day that I want this to expire. And over here to the right, I want to set the time I want this to expire. And right now we're looking at 7:18. Now these are not exactly synchronized. They're a few seconds off one way or the other. So I want to go ahead and set this by just selecting the minutes section to, let's say, 20. That gives me a few seconds to yammer on a little bit more. And then just click outside of the box and click on generate. And there's our short URL. Copy that to the clipboard. Close this up. Come on up here. Open up a new tab. And paste that URL right in here. Hit enter. And here's the image. Now, as you can see, we've got about 30 some odd seconds before this expires. But so long as this URL is in somebody's browser and it's open prior to that expiration time taking place, it's not going to disappear. So the image or the video or the zip file, whatever, will still be active so long as it's already in the browser prior to the expiration time taking place. But once that expiration time has taken place and that browser is refreshed, let's go ahead and try it now. Still active. Let's give it a few more seconds and we'll try it again. Might have even been closer to this minute, but higher in the seconds. So we'll give it to 7:21 just to make sure. All right, let's give it a shot now. There we are. That's what we're looking for. So that is how you can quickly generate a time-expiring URL using the third-party user interface called Cloudberry S3 Explorer. Thanks for watching, and you have a great day.